What's the difference?
Well, picket would be white boards and cut usually with an upside down V at the top of each board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vertical.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a wooden fence would be horizontal,
mm-hmm.
made out of any kind of wood.
Is there a special kind of wood for picket?
Oh, I think something like 2x4 plywood or pine, maybe. Okay.
How about the fence that might injure cattle that has those little pointed twists?
Barbed wire.
All right. Any other types of wire fences?
Chicken.
How about other kinds of wooden fences? These might be around a pasture.
I don't know.
Zigzag type?
I don't know a name for that.
Does the term rail fence mean anything to you at all?
I've heard it. I don't know.
But you couldn't describe it?
Other than it being wooden.
Okay. When you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you might dig holes for the
poles.
Or the Saturday evening.
Stakes.
The Saturday evening.
Posts.
Okay. And just one would be a
post.
Okay. What would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock?
Stone wall.
Okay. Do you have any of those locally?
No.
Have you seen them?
No, I don't think I ever have.
Okay. If you want to make a hen start laying, do you know what people might put in her nest to fool her, to make her think she has an egg?
Another egg.
A real egg?
Another real egg.
Suppose you didn't use a real egg, you used one that was made out of the substance that your best dishes might be made out of. You would call that a
China egg.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to carry water in from the well?
Bucket.
Mm-hmm. What would it be made of?
Tin or aluminum.
Okay.
Or iron, maybe.
What would you carry milk in?
A pail.
What's the difference between a pail and a bucket?
Not much. I suppose a bucket might be wooden. I don't think a milk pail would ever be wooden.
All right. What would you use to carry food in to the pigs?
Slop bucket.
Okay. What do you call the cooking utensil that you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Any other terms for that?
No. Skillet.
Is that the same?
Yeah.
What's it made of?
Wrought iron.
So, did you ever see an old-fashioned one that had three legs? You might use it in the fireplace instead of on the stove.
Kettle.
Is that the same as a skillet?
No. But those are the only things that I've seen that have three legs.
They have three legs? What about a big black pot that you might use out in the backyard to boil clothes in? This is something, of course, that would be
many years ago. I've seen them. I don't have a name for them.
Okay. What about the container that you plant flowers in?
Flower pot.
And a container that you might put flowers in after you cut them?
Vase.
Mm-hmm. What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate, the silver things?
Fork, knife, and spoon.
And if you had not spoons or forks, but two of the other thing, you had two?
Knives.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you would say, I must go and
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes to get the soap off, she
rinses.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the cloth or rag that you might use in washing dishes?
Washcloth.
And in drying dishes?